It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and today I want to talk to you about the subject of hope. Sometimes we think hope is just a mere wish or a fleeting feeling that we have, but really hope is our steadfast anchor for our soul. It's a gift that God gives us to sustain us through life's darkest valleys, and it carries us into the future that God has promised us. The world we live in today, it really tries to steal our hope. We face hardships and disappointments and challenges that threaten to extinguish that light of hope in our hearts. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we're called to a living hope, one that cannot be shaken. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19, he says this, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." Think about an anchor for a minute, friend. It holds a ship steady in the middle of turbulent waters. In the same way, hope keeps us grounded when life feels like it's falling out from underneath us, when it seems uncertain and overwhelming. God gives us hope. The storms of life are inevitable. They come our way, whether it's an illness, a loss of a loved one that passes away, financial difficulties, and sometimes even broken relationships. But the hope we have in Christ is unshakable because it's not rooted in our circumstances. It's rooted in the unchanging promises of God. Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my favorite verses. You've probably heard me quote it a few times. God says through the prophet Jeremiah to the people of Israel, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." There it is. God promises us hope in the middle of life's darkest valleys. When the waves rise, we cling to the truth that God's plans are good plans. And hope gives us courage to hold on, even when we can't see the outcome in the natural. I want you to know today that hope inspires perseverance. In Romans 8, Paul wrote this. He said in verse 24, "For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." See, friend, hope empowers us to press on, to endure. It fuels that perseverance when the journey just feels so long and the finish line seems so far away. Think about some of the examples God gave us in the scriptures of people that found hope in God's promises. First was Abraham. Abraham hoped against hope that he would become the father of many nations, even when his body was as good as dead. In Romans, the 4th chapter, Paul writes this in verse 18. He said, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be." Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Now look at verse 21. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he promised. I love that story. Abraham, against all hope, in hope, believed. Joseph held on to hope during these years in slavery and imprisonment in Egypt, trusting that God's plan would prevail. God had given him a big promise when he had the dream and then shared it with his brothers who were jealous and sold him into slavery. How about the disciples? Boy, did they have to cling to hope. They had to cling to the promise of the resurrection, even in face of persecution and martyrdom. Christ had been crucified. Their dreams had been crushed. And yet their hope was not in human strength, but it was in the faithfulness of God. the same God they had watched for 3.5 years, open blind eyes, raise the dead, and do the impossible, now they must trust in it and have hope that God was truly going to work all things together for His good. You know, hope transforms our present. Hope points to the future, but it also transforms the present and what we're going through now. Paul said in Romans 15 and verse 13, he said, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." See, hope is not just about the future. It changes how we live today. A heart that is filled with hope can radiate God's joy and peace, even in the midst of trials. When you have hope, it enables you to look beyond those present struggles that you're going through, and you see the bigger picture of what God is doing behind the scenes. It enables us to shift our perspective and help us to focus not on what is wrong, but on the One who makes all things right. When we live in hope, we become a light to those around us. See, who wants to be around someone who's always talking gloom and doom? But when you speak hope, it draws people like a magnet. When we live in hope, we become a light to others. And that hope becomes contagious, inspiring everyone around us to believe in God's faithfulness and His goodness. So hope enables us to get through our present trials and what we're facing today. Now, what's our source of hope as believers? Our source of hope is Jesus Christ. Ultimately, our hope is not found in our abilities, our possessions. It's not found in our position or even other people. Our hope is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Peter said this in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. I know I'm quoting Peter a lot because we just finished teaching the books of 1 and 2 Peter. But Peter said this, he said, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth," get this, "into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." You talk about hope coming alive. When Jesus came out of that tomb, when He was resurrected by the power of the Holy Spirit, new living hope was birthed in the hearts of all of His followers. See, the resurrection of Christ, it's the foundation of our hope. I mean, if God can conquer death, is there anything He can't do? Nothing is impossible with God. No situation is too broken. No life is too far gone, and no challenge is too great for God. And because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow, like the song says. Because Jesus lives, we can have hope, and that story is not over. The best is yet to come. I want you to know that hope does not disappoint us. In Romans, the 5th chapter, Paul said this in verse 5. He said, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." See, this is the kind of hope, friend, that we have in Christ. It's a hope that doesn't disappoint you. It's a hope that carries us through the darkest nights and into the light of God's glory. Are you weary today? Are you tempted to maybe just give up and give in? Let your eyes be focused on Jesus Christ, the One who is faithful. And let that power of hope fill your heart and renew your spirit and inspire you to keep on going. During World War II, a group of prisoners were held in a dark, damp concentration camp. Their conditions were bad and food was scarce, and sickness was running rampant through the whole camp. Every day their captors would strip away more and more their dignity and their humanity and left many of them hopeless. But one day an elderly prisoner found a small piece of glass from a shattered window. He polished it until it gleamed like a mirror. And every morning before the guards came to enforce their harsh routine on the prisoners, this man would walk around the camp holding that piece of glass up to catch the first rays of sunlight. He would let the sunlight reflect into the faces of his fellow prisoners. For a moment, the cold and the darkness of their surroundings would be interrupted by a warm, bright light. One of the prisoners asked him, "Why do you do that every day? What good does it do you?" The elderly man replied, "It reminds me and all of us that there is still light even in the darkest place. No matter how much darkness surrounds us, the light will always shine through. And where there is light, there is hope." My friend, just like that elderly man reflected the sunlight into a hopeless situation in that concentration camp, our hope in God serves as a light in the midst of our struggles. Hope reminds us that no matter how dark life can be, God's promises are true and His light will shine through. Psalm 27 in verse 1 says this, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" See, friend, even in the darkest times, our God is our unshakable source of hope. In the 5th chapter of Romans, Paul teaches us that our hope can grow in the midst of difficulty. He said in verse 3, he said, "We also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit." See, friend, trials only refine us. They lead us to a closer and more steadfast hope that only God can provide. One of the most needed applications of hope in our life is when we're waiting on the promises of God. Waiting can be one of the hardest things to do, but hope transforms waiting into trust. See, in Isaiah 40, verse 31, and this is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. In my struggle for a year to get back to walking, this was the passage I depended on every single day. Isaiah 40, 31. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." See, my friend, hope teaches us to trust God. It teaches us to trust in God's perfect timing, and it teaches us to rely on His strength and not on our strength. Hope's not just for our personal encouragement, but there's times we need to spread that hope and share it with the friends around us when we see them struggling. See, Hebrews 10, Paul said in verse 24, "Spur one another on towards love and good deeds." And he told us we were to encourage one another as we see the day approaching, talking about the last days and the return of Christ. Hope is contagious. It multiplies when you share it. Peter told us in 1 Peter 3:15, we're told, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." See, friend, when people see the way we hold on to hope, even in our trials, what it does is it points them to Jesus. In closing today, a farmer once planted a seed in the barren ground, even though it hadn't rained for months. His neighbors mocked him. They asked him why he would waste his time planting in such a dry, lifeless field. But the farmer simply replied, "I plant because I have hope." Sure enough, when the rains finally came, the seeds he planted grew into a bountiful harvest. Hope is like a seed. It requires faith to plant it, even when the conditions are not good. And when we place our hope in our everlasting God, we can trust that He'll bring about the growth in His perfect timing. Do you need hope today? Call out to God. He will give you hope to get through whatever it is you're going through, friend. Thanks for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Have a great weekend. And remember, God loves you with an everlasting love.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.